Oh, yeah. And red.
Okay. Well, that was great.
Like Estonians.
So, here we are.
Miettina.
With Dave and Tina.
Dave and Tina.
Together.
Of course.
And I've come back to Estonia.
Ma olen tulnud tagasi Eestisse.
And it's very nice.
Ja on väga tore.
To be back.
Olla tagasi.
And I expect now everything is just beautiful, is it?
Ja ma ootan, eeldan, et kõik nüüd on lihtsalt imeilus.
Your Christian life is just a breeze.
Ja teie kristlase elu on nagu õrn tuulek.
You're sitting on a bed of roses.
Nagu me Inglismaal ütleme, et sa lebad nagu voodil, mis on roosi õielehtidega.
Everything is just perfect.
Kõik on nii täiuslik.
Everybody loves you in the town.
Kõik siin linnas armastavad sind.
Everything's wonderful. No problemos.
Ja kõik on niimeline. Mingit probleeme ei ole.
Some of you met my friend Clarice, did you, in the summer?
Mõned teist kohtusid minu sõbraga Clariceiga suvel.
Did you meet?
See brasiillane, kes tuli Paula meeskondiga.
Yeah. That's what Clarice is. No problem.
Clarice ütleb seda, et probleem ei ole.
The only problem Clarice has is Dave Orange.
Ainus probleem, mis Clarice on Dave Orange.
Sometimes we read the Bible and it seems like that.
Mõnikord me loeme Biiblit ja kõik tundubki nii.
It seems that these people in the Bible got no problem.
Tundub, et nendel inimestel Biiblis ei olnud mingeid probleem.
Everything seems to work out just right all the time.
Kõik asjad tundusid just väga hästi minema alati.
And a bit like this mirror.
Ja umbes nii nagu see peegel siin.
If I don't look at that mirror,
kui ma seda peeglit ei vaata,
I can pretend I'm nice and slim.
Ma võin kujutada ette või teiselt, et ma olen kena ja sale.
But when I look at the mirror, oh boy.
Kui ma peeglit vaatan, siis... Oh, sa ütled aega. Meil on üks suur peegel.
I can't even hide behind my interpreter.
Ma ei saa isegi mu tõlgida.
Something still just there, still sticks out. Sometimes I read this book and something still sticks out. Like there's a lovely, beautiful story in the Old Testament. A man called Abraham. Have you heard of Abraham in the Old Testament? Well, he had a beloved son.
Tal oli üks poeg, keda ta nii väga armastas.
He just loved that boy.
Ta nii tohutult armastas seda poega.
That boy, his name was Isaac.
Ja selle poja nimi oli Isaac.
And when Isaac was born,
kui Isaac sündis,
Abraham was so pleased.
Abraham,
he was so proud at last. He'd been asking God for nearly 100 years for a son. And now he got one. I'm
going
to call him Isaac. Laughter.
Naer.
And Isaac grew up.
Ja Isaac kasvas üles.
And everything happened just great for Isaac.
Ja Isaaciga läks kõik nii ilusti.
Isaac would go and sow his fields.
Ta käis põllul külvamas.
And when he came to harvest, there was 100-fold.
Ja kui ta saaki kogus, see oli 100-kordne saak.
Abraham became rich.
Abraham sai rikkaks.
And Isaac became rich.
Ja Isaac sai rikkaks.
Abraham became famous. Isaac became famous.
Abraham sai kuulsaks ja Iisak sai ka kuulsaks.
Everything in the garden was lovely.
Kõik seal aias oli imetore.
And one day Abraham thought, right, it's time Isaac married.
Ja siis ühel päeval Abraham ütles, et nii, on õige aeg, et Iisak abielluks.
And Abraham was a very wise old man.
Ja Abraham oli väga arukas vana meesterahvas.
So he didn't say to Isaac, Isaac, go down to the disco and pick yourself a boy, girl.
Ta ei ütlenud Iisakile, et Iisak, mine diskole ja vali omale üks poiss, oi ei tüdruk.
No, Abraham thought better than that.
Abraham oskas paremini otsustada.
Abraham wanted a very, very special bride for Isaac.
Abraham tahtis Iisakile väga, väga erilist pruuni.
So he called his faithful servant to him.
Nii et ta kutsus enda juurde oma ustava sulase.
And he said, now, servant, go back to my homeland a long way away.
Ja ta ütles, et nii sulane, nüüd mine ta kaugele minu kodumaale.
Take camels and gifts and go to my old family.
Võta kaasa kaameleid ja kingitusi ja mine minu vana perekonna juurde.
And find a bride for Isaac.
Ja leia sealt Iisakile pruut.
And when you found a bride,
ja kui sa selle pruudi oled leidnud,
bring him back here. Bring her back here.
Siis tooda tagasi siia.
And Isaac and the new bride will marry.
Ja siis Iisak ja see uus pruut nad abielluvad.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Kui kena, kus pole.
So the servant went.
Nii et see sulane läks.
But before he went, he said, now what happens if I can't find one?
Aga enne kui ta läks, ta küsis, et aga mis siis, kui ma ei suuda leida seal kedagi?
Abraham said, you pray, you'll find one.
Ja Abraham ütles, et sa palveta. Ja sa
so leida. Off the servant went.
Nii et see sulane läks.
On his camel.
Oma kaambi seljas.
Over the sand.
Üle selle liiva.
Through this rivers.
Ja läbi jõgede.
Until he got to where the family was.
Kuni ta jõudis sinna, kus see suguvus oli.
And he just got in time. Just as the evening was coming down.
Ja ta jõudis just selle ajal, kui õhtu oli saabumas.
And all the young women were coming out of the town.
Ja kõik noored naised tulid linnast välja.
To the well to fill their buckets up.
Kaevu juurde selleks, et oma veenõud täita.
And the servant was praying in his heart.
Ja sulane palvetas oma südames.
Lord, show me which woman it is.
Ta ütles, Jumal näita mulle, milline naine on see.
He got off his camel.
Nii et ta tuli oma kaami seljast maha.
It was a very small camel.
See oli väga väike kaamel.
And he was just about to give his camel a drink.
Ja ta oli just oma kaamile juua andmas.
When this young, beautiful girl came.
Kui üks kena noor tüdruk tuli.
And she said, Master, let me do that for you.
Ja ütles, et isand, las ma teen seda sinu eest.
His ears pricked up.
Selle sulase kõrvad liikusid.
So she ran to the well and filled all the troughs for all the camels and all the donkeys the servant had brought.
Nii et tütarlaps kiirustas kaevu juurde ja tõi vett kõikidele nendele kaamlitele eeslitele, kelle need sulane oli kaasa võtnud.
And as he looked at this beautiful woman.
Ja kui ta seda kena naist vaatas.
He started to worship in his heart.
Siis ta hakkas ülistama Jumalat oma südames. Ja mõtlema, et kas see võiks olla see.
And he said, whose daughter are you?
Ja ta küsis, et kelle tütar sa oled.
She said, I am Laban's daughter.
Ja ta ütles, et ma olen Laabani tütar.
A relation of Abraham.
Abrahami sugulane.
And he worshipped. And he put rings on her fingers and bands round her wrists.
Ja see sulane kummardas siis ja pani need käepõrud ja kõik rõngad ja mis ehted kingitused tal oli toodud selle
lapsele. And earring in her nose.
Ja ühe nina rõngaga.
In her nose.
Ja ninasse.
And it was. And she took him home.
Ja ta viis selle, või see naine võttis selle sulase kutsus enda
koju. And then the servant prayed.
Ja sulane palvetas.
Lord, if this is the one, show me.
Ütles uuesti, issand, kui see on see naine, siis näita mulle.
And so the servant told the story of Abraham way back there near the land.
Nii et sulane rääkis selle loo Abrahamist seal kaugel maal.
And her parents said to her, okay, you've heard the story, what do you want to do?
Ja tütarlapse vanemad ütlesid tüdrukule, et nii, sa oled selle loo ära kuulnud, mida sina otsustad,
and
mida sa tahad teha?
This beautiful young woman said, I will go with the man.
Ja see kena noor naiste rahvas ütles, et ma lähen selle sulasega.
And so the next day that she got up on the camel, away she went.
Nii et järgmisel päeval ta tõusis, läks kaameli selga ja läks kaasa selle.
And the Bible says that in the evening Isaac was walking in the field.
Ja Piibel ütleb, et Iisak kõndis õhtul põllul.
And he saw the camels coming back.
Ja ta nägi, et kaamelid tulevad tagasi.
And then he noticed this woman.
Ja pani tähele, et seal oli see naine.
He said to the servant, who is this woman?
Ja ta küsis sulaste käest, kes see naine?
The servant says, this is the woman that's going to be your bride.
Ja sulane vastas, et see on see naisterahvas, kes saab sinu pruudiks.
And just like the cartoons.
Ja just nii nagu multifilmides.
It's all burum.
Ja seda hakkas suuresti tuksema.
That was that.
Ja see oli see.
They married.
Nad abiellus.
And sometimes, as I say, you read a story like that.
Ja vahel sa loed sarnase loo.
And you thought, think, oh, it's so easy.
Ja sa mõtled, et oh, see kõik on nii lihtne.
I find it so difficult.
Aga mina, mulle tundub, et see on nii raske.
The Bible says it's so easy.
Piibel räägib, et kõik on nii lihtne.
Doesn't it?
Kas pole nii?
Well, let's go to the New Testament.
Vaatame Uut Testamenti.
And see a story there.
Ja vaatame ühte lugu seal.
And you probably know this story as well.
Ja te tõenäoliselt teate seda lugu ka.
It's the same kind of story.
See on sama, sarnane lugu.
A man is still looking for a bride.
Kus üks mees ikka otsib omale pruudi.
And this man still comes to a well of water.
Ja see mees tuleb ikka ühe kaevu juurde.
It's in the Gospel of John.
See on Johannese evangeeliumis.
And we can find it in the fourth chapter.
Johannese neljandas peatükis.
It says this, that Jesus, he needed to go through Samaria.
Ja see mõeldaks, et Jeesusel oli vaja minna Samaariasse.
And he came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
Viiendas salmist alates, ta tuli Samaria küla juurde, mida hüütakse Sychariks, maatüki lähedale, mille Jaakob oli andnud oma pojale Joosepile.
Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, was wearied from his journey.
Seal oli Jaakobi allikas. Teekäimisest väsinuna istus Jeesus nüüd allikäärde.
So he sat by the well.
Ta istus allika äärde.
In the evening.
Ja oli keskpäeva aeg.
Can you see? It's just the same.
Ja see on väga sarnane siis sellele loole vanast Testamendist.
This time not a servant, but the son.
Sel ajal mitte sulane selles loos siin, vaid poeg.
But he was looking for somebody.
Aga ta otsis kedagi.
And just like that young girl.
Just nii nagu see noor tüdruk, millest me lugesime, rääkisime.
Spoke to in Finland.
Me rääkisime sellest noorest tüdrukust, kellega Jumal kõneles Soomes.
Jesus knew he had to go through Samaria. He just knew he had to.
Jeesus teadis, et ta pidi minema läbi Samaaria.
And so he led his friends, his disciples.
Nii et ta juhtis oma sõpru, oma jüngreid.
And they followed.
Ja nad järgnesid.
He was training those men.
Ta treenis neid mehi.
Because one day he was going to go back to heaven.
Sest ühel päeval ta teadis, et ta läheb taevasse.
And he wanted those men to act exactly the same way as he was going to act.
Ja ta tahtis, et need mehed käitusid täpselt samamoodi nagu tema käitus.
He wanted those men to do the same things.
Ta tahtis, et need mehed teeksid sama asja.
To say the same things.
Ütleksid sama asja.
To treat the people the same way as he treated people.
Ja kohtleks inimesi samamoodi nagu tema neid kohtus.
So where those men went, where Jesus went, those men went.
Nii et kuhu Jeesus läks, sinna läksid ka need inimesed.
They were all very tired.
Need mehed siis, ja nad olid kõik väga väsinud.
They walked a long, long way.
Nad olid pika maa maha käinud.
They went off into the village to buy something to eat.
Ja need jüngrid läksid siis Samaaria külla, et otsida süüa, osta midagi.
But Jesus stayed at the well.
Aga Jeesus jäi siia kaevu äärde.
And not long after.
Ja mitte kaua aja pärast.
A woman came.
Tuli üks naine sinna.
To draw water.
Vett ammutama.
just like that young, beautiful girl back those 400, 500, 600, 800 years ago.
Just nii nagu see noor kena tütarlaps oli tulnud siis sinna kaegu äärde, kus Abrahami sulane oli, võib-olla 500, 600, 700 aastat tagasi.
Jesus said to her,
Jeesus ütles talle,
give me a drink.
Anna mulle juua.
And then it all started.
Ja siis sai kõik algus.
I sometimes think that this is a great way to start a conversation.
Ma vahel mõtlen, et see on üks suurepärane viis vestluse alustamiseks.
We think because we're Christians.
Me mõtleme, et sellepärast, et me kristlased oleme.
We should be the ones that are always giving.
Peaks meie olema alati need, kes annavad.
But sometimes people find it very difficult to receive.
Aga vahel on inimestel väga raske vastu võtta.
Some part-time people just like to give.
Ja mõnikord inimestele meeldib anda.
Jesus was very wise.
Jeesus oli väga arukas.
In the Old Testament it says this.
Vanas testamendis öeldakse.
That he who wins souls is wise.
Et see, kes võidab hinge, on tark.
And Jesus was very wise.
Ja Jeesus oli väga tark.
And he knew that people just like to give.
Ja ta teadis, et inimestele meeldib anda.
They feel that they've already said something, already done something. There's a friendship happening.
Neile tundub, et nad juba on midagi teinud. See nagu annab neile võimaluse alustada sõprust.
People don't always want charity.
Inimesed alati ei taha hea tegevust.
They don't always want to say, oh, we're the Christians, we want to help you.
Nad ei taha, et me alati ütleksime, et oh, me oleme kristlased, me tahame teid aidata.
They want to feel that they're part of what's happening.
Aga nad tahavad tunda, et nad on osa sellest, mis toimub.
So the Lord was after this lady.
Nii et Issand tahtis seda naist
kätte. So he asked her for something.
Nii et ta palus sellelt naiselt midagi.
And the disciples had already gone away into the village to buy food.
Kaheksas salm ja tema jüngrid olid läinud külasse toitu ostma.
The woman said, oh yes. Here we are, here's the bucket.
Ja see naine ütles, jaa, aga ole lahke, siin on ämber.
Oh, Jesus, what do you want to say to me? I'm all ears.
Jeesus, mida sa mulle öelda tahad? Ma olen ainult üks suur kõrv kuulemas.
No, no, no. Wish it was, but it wasn't.
Tore, kui see nii oleks olnud, aga ei olnud.
She said, how is it you're talking to me?
Naine ütles, et kuidas sa räägid minuga?
She was suspicious already.
Ta juba kahtustas.
Why are you talking to me?
Miks sa minuga räägid?
First of all, I'm a woman.
Kõigepealt olen mina naisterahvas.
And you're a man.
Ja sina oled mees.
But my tradition says you shouldn't be talking to me.
Ja minu traditsioonid kombed ütlevad, et sa ei tohiks mind kõnetada.
People will talk.
Sest inimesed lasevad kohe keele
käia. If you talk to me.
Kui sina minuga räägid.
But anyway, she said.
Aga kõigepealt,
I can see you're a Jew.
Siis ta ütles, et siiski ma näen, et sa oled juut.
And I'm a Samaritan.
Ja mina olen samaarlane.
And we don't have anything to do with you.
Ja me ei taha teiega midagi pistmist.
And you don't have anything to do with us.
Ja teil ei ole meiega mingit tegemist.
What a great start.
Milline tore algus,
What a great start.
Milline tore algus.
Many of us would have given up.
Paljud meist oleks loobunud.
We'll have prayed in our hearts, Lord, show us who you want to talk to.
Ja me oleks palvetanud oma südames, Issand, näita meile, kellega sa tahad, et me räägime.
We would have gone to this woman.
Ja siis oleks läinud selle naise juurde.
And we would have started a conversation.
Oleks alustanud vestlust.
What are you talking to me for?
Mis sa minuga räägid?
We don't talk, we're different, we're not the same.
Kuule, me ei räägi oma, vaid me ei suhtle, me oleme nii erinevad.
And we would have said, oh, all right, get lost, I'm going to talk to somebody else.
Siis meie ütleks, et ah, sulle kao ära, ma lähen räägin kellegi teisega.
Jesus got more grace than that.
Aga Jeesusel on rohkem arvu kui see.
He does not give up.
Tema ei anna alla.
When he set his heart on somebody.
Kui ta on oma tähelepanu, oma südame nii-öelda kellelegi.
When he set his heart on you.
Kui ta on kellegi oma südamesse võtnud, kui ta on sinu oma südamesse.
He won't give up.
Siis ta ei anna alla.
He knows.
Ta teab.
What you're like.
Teab, milline
sa. He knows that you talk.
Ta teab, et sa
räägid. He knows you argue.
Ta teab, et sa vaidled.
He knows that you're so stubborn.
Ja teab, et sa oled nii kangekaelne.
But listen.
Aga kuule.
Just like Abraham loved his son.
Just nii nagu Abraham armastas oma poega.
So Jesus Christ loves you.
Nii armastab Jeesus Kristus sind.
He won't give up.
Ta ei anna alla.
Let's see what happens.
Vaatame, mis edasi juhtub.
Take, I could get a bigger Bible. I can't read this. It's so small.
Ma pean suurema piibli saama, mis juba nii väikest kirja lukee.
Jesus said to her, if you know the gift of God and who it was who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him. And he would have given you living water.
Kümnes salm. Jeesus vastas, kui sa ainult teaksid Jumala kinki ja kes see on, kes sulle ütleb, anna mulle juua, siis sa paluksid teda ning tema annaks sulle elavat vett.
What a wonderful thing to say.
Milline imeline see mida öelda.
Imagine Jesus say that to you and me.
Kujeta ette, et Jeesus ütleks seda sulle ja mulle.
If you do the gift of God.
Et kui sa teaksid Jumala ainult.
Yes, well, we know something about the gift of God. It's great, it's Jesus himself. Yes, yes.
Ja me mõtleks, et jah, ma tean midagi Jumala ainult, et see on Jeesus ise, et see on nii, jah, suurepärane.
And if Jesus said that, we would say, well, Lord, yes, give us to drink.
Ja kui Jeesus oleks meile nii ütled, siis me oleks ütled, jah, Jeesus, anna mulle juua.
What a wonderful thing.
Milline imeline.
If you knew the gift of God, you would ask him.
Kui sa ainult teaksid Jumala kinti, siis
sa küsid. You would have asked him.
Sa oleks küsinud.
You asked him months ago, years ago.
Kui sa ainult teaks, siis sa oleks küsinud kuid või aastaid tagasi seda Jumala.
You asked him the first time Simon preached to you.
Et sa oleks küsinud seda siis juba, kui esimest korda
sa oleks juhtustas. This is the gift of God.
Kas see on Jumala?
This is free, this life.
Jumala kingitus, et see elu on tasu.
This living water.
See elab
vettel. Oh, yes.
Jah.
I want that.
Ma tahan
seda. I want to drink and drink and drink and drink and drink until I drown drinking.
Ma tahan juua ja juua ja juua ja juua, kuni ma upun juuesele.
Just when you're drinking God.
Mõtle, et sa jood Jumalat enda.
I don't understand that, but I know your spirit can drink God.
Ma ei mõista seda, aga ma tean, et mu vaim võib juua Jumala vaimust nagu Jumalast.
And I know this too.
Ja ma tean ka seda.
That God wants to drink you.
Et Jumal tahab nii-öelda sind juua.
He wants to make you so pure and so clean that he wants to drink you.
Ta tahab sind teha nii puhtaks, et ta tahab juua sind.
Do you think you could have a life like that?
Kas sa arvad, et sul võib olla selline?
That God would be satisfied with your life.
Et Jumal on rahul sinu eluga.
I think we mentioned yesterday that God spoke out from heaven, this is my beloved son in whom I'm so well pleased.
Ma arvan, me rääkisime eile sellest, et kuidas Jumal taevast kõneles, ütles, et see on minu armas poeg, kellest minul on hea meel.
The father drank up the son and the son drank up the father.
Nagu, et poeg jõi isa ja isa jõi poega.
Do you believe that God can have a bride down on this earth?
Kas sa usud, et Jumalal võib olla pruud siin maa peal?
Made up of ordinary men, women like you and I.
Kes koosneb tavalistest lihtsatest inimestest, nagu sina ja mina.
Every time he gets thirsty.
Et iga kord, kui ta januseks muud.
That he can come to the town of
Võhma. Siis ta võib tulla Võhma linna.
And he can go to your house.
Tulla sinu koju.
And he can go to your house.
Ta võib tulla sinu koju.
And he can drink.
Ja juua.
And he can say, oh, Võhma.
Ja ta võib öelda, oh, Võhma.
Gabriel!
Gabriel!
Michael!
Mikael!
Come down to Võhma, just come down!
Pinglid, tulge lihtsalt siia Võhmasse.
Come and join me in a cup of Võhma.
Tulge ja jooge minuga koos.
Oh, beautiful.
See on nii
mõne. Look at this lady there.
Vaata seda naiste rakkust.
Do you know her story?
Kas sa tead tema?
Do you know what she's done?
Kas sa tead, mis tema on?
Do you know what I've done in her?
Tead, mis mina on
tema? And you see the angels say, oh yeah, look.
Ja inglid vaatavad ja imestavad samamoodi.
I want a drink too.
Oh jah, ma tahan ka juua, jah.
Yeah, I believe that kind of thing happens. Not quite like that, I know.
Ma usun, et midagi sarnast juhtub. Muidugi kindlasti, mida päris nii.
But don't you know people that are like that?
For God's sake, the agent, if he gets on sellised.
I'm living with two of them just now.
Ma elan kahe sellise inimesega just nüüd.
That you go into their houses.
Et kui sa lähed nende koju.
And you drink.
Ja sa jood.
You know you're not going to be poisoned.
Sa tead, et sind ei mürgitata.
You know that it's not going to be bitter.
Sa tead, et see ei ole kibe.
You know that, you know, when you go outside, you go... Pick it all out. You know, it's just going to do you good. And I'm an Englishman. I know all about drinking. We invented drinking. Not the Chinese, we did. Don't believe what the history books say. We invented tea. So what was this lady going to say?
Mida see naine siin ütles?
Sir.
Verse 11.
You have nothing to draw with and the well is deep.
Ämbrit sul ei ole ja kaev on sügav.
Where then do you get this living water?
Kus sa siis saad selle elava vee?
Are you greater than Jacob, our father? He drank himself and his livestock. Well, who do you think you are, hey, hey?
Kes andis meile kaevu nii sellest ise? Kes sa arvad, et sina oled?
What a woman! What a God! I'm an evangelist. Well, I am supposed to be an evangelist, but I would have given up on this woman straight away.
Min nimetatakse evangelistiks, aga mina oleks selle naise puhul ammu loobunud.
Sometimes you think you preach the best sermon in the world.
Vahel sa arvad, et sa oled maailma parima jutluse just.
And people come up afterwards to you and speak to you.
Ja inimesed tulevad peale jutlust sinu ja räägivad sinuga.
And you think, oh God, they're going to respond and come to Jesus.
Ja sina näed neid tulemas, mõtled, et oh, suure
jaoks tuleb. They ask for those obscure question.
Nad tahavad oma elu Jeesusele anda, aga nad küsivad väga kõige veidramaid küsimusi.
And you think, were you in the same house as I was in when I was a kid?
Ja sina endamisi mõtled, et kuule, kas sa olid samas majas?
Just like this woman, just like this woman.
Kõnelesin just nagu see naisterahvas siin.
God is speaking pure spirit into this woman.
Jumal räägib puhtalt vaimu selle naise sisse.
And we have an expression in England, it was like, it's like water off a duck's back.
Yeah. Meil on inglise keeles üks ütlus, et see oli nagu vesi mööda hane selga.
You say that too?
Yeah,
yeah, Estonian is very clever.
Eestlased on ja väga targad, meil on sama väljus, mis meil inglise.
Jesus said this to her.
Jeesus ütles talle.
Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again.
Iga üks, kes joob seda vett, januneb jälle.
But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst.
Aga kes iganes joob vett, mida mina talle annan, ei janune enam iialgi.
Now, I just want to point something out. I know I'm going to be in everybody's bad books for saying this.
Ma tean, et mind kirjutakse võibolla sellepärast, et ma nii ütlen, aga ma tahan millelegi tähelepanu juhtida.
See, Jesus is talking to a woman.
Jeesus räägib siin ühe naisega.
But my translation of the Bible says, but the water that I shall give him will never thirst.
Aga minu piibli tõlge ütleb seda, et kes iganes seda vett joob, mida mina talle annan, ingliskeeles see talle on nagu vene keeleski meesost ja naisost sõna, ta kasutab meesost sõna siin ingliskeeles.
But he was talking to a woman.
Aga ta rääkis ometi naisega.
You have to use your brain sometimes when you read this book.
Mõnikord on vaja aju kasutada, kui sa seda raamatut loed.
This isn't the word of God.
See on Jumala sõna.
This is just lots of paper with a bit of leather around it.
See isenesest, see raamat ei ole midagi, see on lihtsalt natuke nahka ja palju paperit.
Jesus Christ is the word of God.
Jeesus Kristus on Jumala sõna.
He is living.
Ta on elav.
He can make this book come alive.
Ta võib muuta selle raamatu elavaks sinu ja.
Only the recorded words of him and other prophets.
Et need siin on ainult tema ja teiste profetite kirja pandud sõna.
But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
Vaid vesi, mille mina talle annan, saab tema sees igavesse ellu voolavaks allikaks.
She knew all about these springs.
She
She knew the faces all over the countryside.
Ta tundis seda maa kohta väga hästi.
Where there was a spring of water coming out all the time.
Ta teadis, kus üks allikas kogu aeg voolas.
Maybe not so many in Estonia because the your country is a beautiful flat country.
Eestis ei näe allikaid võib-olla väga palju, sest meie maa on nii tasane.
But where there are mountains or hills, you can see spring springing up. Winter or summer, it's always there springing up.
Aga kus on vähe mägisem piirkond, seal või nii sageli näha, et vesi muudkui pulbitseb mäe seest ja kas talvel või suvel kogu aeg.
And farmers and people that use the road, they make great big basins, great big baths. Mm-hmm.
Ja inimesed, kes neid teid kasutavad, kes sealt mööda käivad, nad teevad suured basseinid nagu või sellised kohad sinna, kus vesi koguneb.
So the person that's walking down the road hot in the summer can strip down and drink some living water, the water that's fresh straight from the mountain.
Et see inimene siis, kes suvel palava ilmaga sealt mööda kõnib, võiks kummardada ja lihtsalt värskendada juua seda vett, mis on elav vesi, mis tuleb otse selle mähe sees.
And Jesus said, you can have that inside of you.
Ja Jeesus ütles, et see vesi selline allikas võib sinu sees.
It can water your life always.
See võib kasta nii-öelda sinu elu kogu aeg.
And not only that, you'll have something to say to everybody who comes along your way.
Ja mitte ainult seda, vaid et sul on midagi öelda või anda kõigile, kes sinu, kelleks sa kohtud oma teed.
So how does this woman react?
Nii et kuidas see naine siis reageerib?
Sir, she says.
Isand ütleb ta.
Give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw.
Anna mulle seda vett, et ma ei januneks enam, ega peaks aina käima siit ammutama.
Still, she was blind as a bat.
Ikka veel ta ei saanud mitte muhkugi aru, ta oli pime nagu
rahti. Still, she didn't understand.
Ta ei saanud ikka midagi aru.
She was getting closer.
Ta oli tõele nagu lähemale jõudmas.
And she was becoming more thirsty.
Ja muutumas janusemaks.
Something about this man.
Midagi selles mehes.
Something about his voice.
Midagi tema hääle toonis.
Something about how he talked to her.
Ja selles, kuidas ta kõneleb.
His interest in her.
See äratab huvi.
This man was a holy, righteous man.
See mees oli püha ja õige mees.
This man wasn't looking at her body.
See mees ei vaadanud tema välimust.
He was looking right into her soul.
Vaid vaatas otse tema hinge sisse.
Woman,
naine.
I can give you something that you'll never thirst again.
Ma võin anda sulle midagi, mille tõttu sa iial ei ole enam janune.
But still in her head there were so many questions.
Aga selle naise peas, tal oli ikka nii palju küsimusi.
Give it me! I don't want to come right out into this well every day.
No ma ei taha siin kaevu juures iga päev käia.
And then Jesus said this to her.
Ja siis Jeesus vastas talle.
Go, call your husband and come here.
Mine, kutsu oma mees ning tule siia.
What?
Mis asja?
I've got no husband.
Mul ei ole mees.
Who told you?
Kes sulle
rääkis? I've got no husband.
Mul ei ole mees.
Jesus, you have well said you have no husband.
Sa oled hästi ütlenud, ütles Jeesus, kui sa ütles, mul ei ole mees.
Well, you have had five husbands.
Sest kuigi sul on olnud viis meest.
And the one whom you now have is not your husband, in that you spoke truly.
Sest kuigi sul on olnud viis meest, ei ole see, kelle, kui sa praegu elad sinu mees, sa oled õigesti ütlenud.
You're a prophet.
Isand, sa oled prohvet.
How do you know that?
Kuidas sa seda tead?
That's a big secret.
See on suur saladus.
He looked into her heart and into her past and he knew.
Ta vaatas selle naise südamisse ja tema minevikku ja ta teadis.
Mind you, it's not surprising she's had five husbands.
Ja pole kuigi üllatav, et sellel naisel on viis abikaasat.
No man wanted to live with her for very long.
Mitte keegi ei tahtnud temaga kuigi kaua elata.
But he spoke the truth into her.
Aga Jeesus rääkis tõde sellele naisele.
All these gifts are for the church.
Kõik need kogudusannid või vaimuannid.
Paul calls it this gift the word of knowledge.
Paulus nimetab sellist andi.
And he writes about it in his book to the Corinthians.
Tarkuse sõnaks ja ta kirjutab sellest kirjas korintlastele.
You're a prophet.
Ja ta ütleb siin, et sa oled
prophet. But still it wasn't enough.
Aga ikkagi sellest ei piisa.
Still she didn't get on her knees and say, Jesus, yes.
Ikka veel ei langenud see naisterahvas põlvili ja ütles
she had arguments.
Ta vaidles ikka vastu.
She said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain. You Jews worship in Jerusalem.
Ja ta ütles, et meie esisad kummardasid Jumalat sellel mäel ja teie ütlete, et Jerusalem on paikas kummardanud.
She was getting all religious.
Ja siis ta hakkas sellist religioosset
juttu. She was getting closer.
Ta tuli jälle lähemale.
She couldn't stop there.
Aga ta ei suutnud seda
She couldn't sinna. Stop the religious argument.
Ta ei suutnud jääda religioossete vaidluste tasemele.
Religious argument seems to satisfy for a small time.
Et religioossed argumentid või vaidlused tunduvad nagu natukeseks ajaks rahuldust pakkuvad.
Maybe you've met that kind of person too.
Võib-olla sa oled ka selliste inimeste
kohta. I want to argue and talk about all these little things in the Bible that are so complicated.
No tahab vaielda ja rääkida kõikidest nendest väikestest asjadest Biiblis, mis on nii keerukad.
What about the Jews? What about the Gentiles? What about the church? What about elders? What about this?
Aga kuidas on juutidega ja paganatega ja kogudusega ja vanematega ja see või teine asi?
Oh, I just need to step a bit closer.
Oh, mul on vaja lihtsalt samm lähemale.
Of course they've got their place, all those arguments.
Loomulikult nad vaidlesid nende asjad.
But still she wasn't drinking.
Aga ta ikkagi ei joonud veel.
Now she was just arguing.
Nüüd see naine lihtsalt vaidles.
Jesus Christ never wanted to bring religion to the earth.
Jeesus Kristus ei tahtnud kunagi religiooni tuua.
There's enough religion on the earth to sink it.
Maa peal on nii palju religiooni, et see kõik võiks uppa.
He wants to bring life.
Vaid Jeesus tahtis tuua elu.
Woman, he said.
See ütles naine.
Now he's getting really serious.
Jeesus muutus päris tõsiseks.
Believe me.
Usu mind.
Go on. Believe me.
Naine, usu mind.
There was a very famous man that maybe some of you know, lived in England, just under 100 years, maybe 100 years ago.
Kunagi elas Inglismaal ligi 100 aastat tagasi üks meesterahvas, keda teie ka võib-olla tunnete või olete kuulnud.
He was a famous preacher.
Ta oli üks kuulus jutlustaja.
And he came from Bradford, that's up the north of England.
Ta tuli Inglismaa põhjaosast Bradford.
His name was Smith Wigglesworth.
Ja ta nimi oli Smith Wigglesworth.
And he had it good. He was blessed just like I'm blessed.
Ta oli sama õnnistatud nagu mina olen.
And he had a favorite saying.
Ja tal oli üks lemmik ütles.
He used to say, only believe.
Only believe.
Yes, he couldn't say, he couldn't pronounce only. So all the time it was a only believe, he used to say.
Ja ta ei suutnud kunagi O-tähte sõna alguses hääldada, ta hääldas sinna H-tähe ka, nii et no see kõlas veidralt, aga ainult usu oli see mõte, mis ta tahtis.
Because he knew if he could get the people just to believe what Jesus said and things would happen.
Sest ta teadis, et kui ta suudaks inimesed panna lihtsalt uskuma seda, mis Jeesus oli öeld, siis asjad hakkaks toimima.
Jesus says, woman, believe me.
Ja naine, Jeesus ütles, et naine, usu mind.
The hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father.
Et tuleb tund, mil te ei kummata isa sellel mäel ega Jerusalemmas.
You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship for salvation is of the Jews.
Teie kummardate, mida te ei tea. Meie kummardame, mida me teame, sest pääste tuleb juutidest.
So he didn't sidestep the question.
Nii et ta ei astunud, ei jätnud seda küsimust kõrvale.
He answered the question.
Ta ei läinud sellest mööda, vaid ta vastas.
He said, yes, one of my missions is to the Jews.
Jah, ta ütles, jah, et minu põhimissioon on juutidele.
But, he said,
aga ta ütles, aga.
The hour is coming and now is.
Aga tuleb tund ja see on nüüd.
When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
Mil tõelised kummardavad isa vaimus ja tõelis.
For the Father is seeking such to worship him.
Sest isa otsib neid, kes teda nõnda kummardavad.
God is spirit.
Jumal on vaim.
And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
Jumal on vaim ja kes teda kummardavad, peavad teda vaimus ja tões kummardama.
Listen, woman.
Kuula, naine.
The hour is coming right now.
Aeg on tulemas ja on juba tulnud.
There will be a people who will drink from God.
Et saab olema rahvas, kes Joob ammutab Jumala käest.
They will drink his spirit.
Kes joovad Jumala vaimu.
And when they drink his spirit,
ja kui nad joovad Jumala
vaimu, they must worship.
Siis nad peavad lihtsalt tõlistama.
They won't be told to worship.
Neil ei käska seda teha.
They won't be made to worship.
Neid ei sunnita selleks.
It won't be a religion to them.
Ja see ei ole mingi religioon.
But they just must.
Vaid nad lihtsalt ise tunnevad vajadust sundust tõlistama.
Jesus said to Mary when he was only 12 years old.
Jeesus ütles seda Maarjale, kui ta oli kõigest 12 aastat.
He said, I must be about my father's business.
Ta ütles, et ma pean olema oma isa kojas.
And it's that same must that Jesus uses here.
Ja see on see sama sõna pean, mida siin kasutatakse.
Oh, when you drunk Jesus, you must worship him.
Et kui sa oled Jeesust joonud, siis sa pead ülistama.
It's your desire.
See on nii igatsus, sinu suur igatsus.
I must.
Mitte mind ei kästa, vaid ma nii tahan.
Him in the same spirit.
Ja me peame ülistama, kummardama teda samas vaimus.
The woman says,
ja naine ütles,
now she's calmed down.
Nüüd on maha rahunenud.
I know the Messiah is coming.
Ma tean, et tuleb Messias.
When he comes,
ja kui tema tuleb,
he will tell us all things.
Siis ta kuulutab meile kõik.
It was a statement.
See oli üks lause.
Maybe there was pride there still.
Võib-olla oli selles lauses ikka veel uhkus.
She couldn't actually say, are you the Messiah?
Ta ei suutnud otse öelda, et kas sina oled Messias.
This is as close as she could get.
See on kõige lähedasem sellele, mis, ta ei suutnud lähemale minna enam Jeesusele.
I know the Messiah is coming.
Ma tean, et Messias on tulemas.
When he comes,
ja kui tema tuleb,
he'll tell us everything.
Siis ta räägib meile kõik.
Now she was waiting.
Nüüd ta ootas.
All the arguments had finished.
Kõik need vaidlused on jäänud selja taha. Kõik küsimused.
What would this man say?
Mida see mees nüüd ütleb?
Jesus said,
Jeesus ütles talle,
I who speak to you am he.
Mina, kes ma sinuga räägin, olengi see.
She drank.
Ja see naine jõi.
Living water
esimene piis
into a mind and down into a spirit.
Esimene piis elavalt vetteks tema mõttemaailma ja tema vaimu.
Drinking the Messiah.
Ja ta jõi Messiat.
She realized.
Ta mõistis.
Yes, Lord.
Jah, Issand.
Beautiful moment.
Ilus hetk.
At last the well was just like the well back in those years before.
Ja lõpuks oli see kaev, nii nagu see kaev neid sadu aastaid tagasi.
Suddenly it seems she was conscious of the Holy Spirit.
Tundus, et järsku sai see naine teadus, kus püha vaimust. Jumalast.
Conscious of being forgiven.
Teadlikuks sellest, et talle on andeks antud.
Conscious of being loved.
Ja sai teadlikuks sellest, et teda armastatakse.
We didn't ask very long.
Aga see keskab kõigi kaua.
His disciples came back.
Jeesuse jüngrid tulid
tagasi. They've been right back in the village.
Nad olid olnud seal külas.
They came back all, you know, how disciples are. Talking, joking, and more, Lord, we got some bread. Oh yeah, this was a good bargain, so we got these loaves too.
Ja kujuta ette siis, kuidas need jüngrid tulid, nad vilistasid, ajasid juttu oma vahel ja istanud, vaata, me saime selle leiva nagu alla hindusega, oli see väga hea olnud.
And as they looked, they saw this woman.
Ja kui nad vaatasid, nägid seda naist.
They spoke in their hearts though.
Ja oma südamed, kes nad ütlesid.
Who's this woman?
Kes see naine?
We saw her coming down to the well.
Me nägime, kui ta kaevu jõudis.
We saw her how she was dressed.
Me nägime, kuidas ta riides.
We didn't say anything, we just crossed the road.
Me ei ütled midagi, aga me läksime teisele poole teed.
Because we're disciples of Jesus and we don't, you know,
sest me oleme Jeesuse jüngrid ja
we've got reputation to think of.
Meil on maine, millele me peame mõtlema.
And when we got to the village,
ja kui me külasse jõudsime,
we were warned about her.
Siis meid hoiatati selle naise suhtes.
Lord,
who she is. Kas sa ei tea, kes see naine on?
Come, we'll tell you who she is.
Tule, me räägime sulle, kes ta on.
That's what they were thinking.
Seda nad mõtlesid.
They didn't say a word though.
Kuigi nad ei ütlenud sõnagi.
Because Jesus was there.
Sest Jeesus oli.
Jesus knew what they were thinking.
Aga Jeesus teadis, mida nad mõtlesid.
And the woman knew what she was thinking. The woman knew what they were thinking.
Ja see naine teadis, mida
that was the end of the conversation.
Ja see oli jutu ajamise lõpp.
What do you think?
Mida sina arvad?
When Jesus is bringing people to him.
Kui Jeesus toob inimesi enda juurde.
After think Jesus, stop thinking anything else. Start just thinking Jesus.
Ära mõtle millelegi muule, mõtle lihtsalt Jeesusele.
So the woman left everything.
Nii, see naine jättis kõik.
She turned around and went back to the village.
Keeras ringi ja läks tagasi linna.
And of course all worries men make way for her.
Ja inimesed tegid talle teed. ja ta läks.
They said, Master, we've got lots of things to eat.
Ja jüngrid ütlesid, et isad, meil on palju süüa.
And Jesus said, lads, I'm full up.
Ja siis Jeesus ütles, et teate, mul on
täis. I've been eating, I couldn't eat another thing.
Ma olen juba söönud, ma ei taha mitte midagi rohkem.
What's he talking about now? He's got nothing to eat.
Ja jüngrid mõtlesid, et millest ta nüüd räägib, tal pole midagi süüa.
Jesus said, to do the will of God, that's real food.
Ja Jeesus ütles, et see, kui sa teed Jumala tahe, et see on tõeline toit.
And then he said, listen, you got to look up.
Ja siis ta ütles, et pane tähele, sa üles on vaja
vaadata. You got to see these people.
Sa pead nägema neid inimesi.
You got to see it's a great harvest.
Sa pead nägema neid inimesi nagu suur
kõikust. And it's all golden, it's all ripe.
Et see kõik on kuldne, see on
valmis. We've got to get this harvest in before it's too late.
Ja me peame selle lõikuse koristama enne kui liiga hilja.
5 or 6 years ago, I was taking a car load of young men. They were singing in a gospel, singing in a band in Poland.
5-6 aastat tagasi ma sõidutasin ühte autotäit noori inimesi, kes laulsid kristlike laule Poolas.
And it was late August, I think.
Et kas see oli nüüd september, ma arvan, see oli vist augusti.
And we were driving through the countryside.
Me sõitsime läbi maakoha seal.
And I have a great interest in, I used to be a farmer.
Ja mind see väga huvitab, ma olin varem talumees.
And I suddenly stopped. I said, get out of the car.
Ja jäin järgmine seisma, ütlesin, kus autost välja.
Look over there, what can you see?
Ja küsisin, et vaadake sinna, mis te näete seal?
And I said, oh, it's horrible.
Nad ütlesid, oli kui
kohutav. There was a huge field of corn.
Seal oli suur, tohutu suur maisipõld.
But it was black.
Aga see oli kõik must.
Black and wet and sodden, all broken down.
Ja must ja märg ja kõik need olid murdunud, telvikud olid maas.
The farmers couldn't get onto the field because it had been raining so much.
Ja talunikud ei saanud minna põllule, sest vihma oli sadanud.
And the wheat was becoming rotten and perishing in the field.
Ja vili oli hävinemas põldusel.
I said to them, listen, it's too late for that field.
Ma ütlesin neile, et kuulge, selle põllu jaoks on liiga hilja.
It's too late.
See on liiga hilja.
You young men, you are young men.
Teie noored mehed, te olete noored mehed.
And there's harvest all over the world.
Ja lõikus on üle kogu maailma.
If you don't go now,
kui sa ei lähe nüüd,
somewhere it'll be too late.
Siis on kuskil liiga hilja.
I believe that.
Ja ma usun seda.
Start all over again.
Yeah.
You have to start all over again.
Ja me peame kõike uuesti alustama, uuesti kündma ja külvame.
Sowing it.
Ja külvame.
Waiting it for it to grow.
Ja ootama, kuni kõik kasvab.
Many years ago I was in Bulgaria when the wall came down.
Mitmeid aastaid tagasi olin ma Bulgaarias, siis kui see müür langes.
And there were thousands and thousands of young people streaming into the churches.
Ja tuhanded ja tuhanded noored voolasid ojadena kogudus.
And I was talking to one of the young pastors in a Pentecostal church in the capital of Bulgaria, Sofia.
Ja ma rääkisin ühe noore pastoriga Nelipühi kirikus Bulgaaria pealinnas.
And this young man had...
Ja selle noorel mehel...
had tears in his eyes.
Tal oli pisarad
siin. And he said there were thousands of young people coming into the church.
Ta ütles, et kogudusse tulid tuhanded noored inimesed, noored.
The elders said, these young people must change.
Ja kogudse vanemad ütlesid, et need noored, nad peavad muutuma.
We're still going to do things like we've always done things.
Me teeme asju nii, nagu me oleme alati teinud.
And if these young people want God, they'll stay.
Ja kui need noored inimesed tahavad Jumalat, siis nad jäävad.
After a year, those young people, most of them had left.
Ja aasta pärast olid enamus neist noortest läinud.
They did want God.
Nad tahtsid Jumala.
But they just could not find him in that atmosphere.
Aga nad ei suutnud teda leida selles atmosfääris.
They tried to change.
Nad üritasid muutuda.
They couldn't get themselves into that mold.
Aga nad ei suutnud sobitada ennast sellesse vormi.
Jesus said, listen, look.
Ja Jeesus ütles, vaadake.
The harvest is ready now.
Lõikus on valmis nüüd.
And you see that woman that's gone back?
Ja kui sa näed seda naist, kes on nüüd tagasi külla läinud.
She's ready.
Ta on valmis.
And you see that village you just been into?
Ja sa näed seda küla, kus sa just käisid.
It's ready.
See on valmis.
So the woman goes back to the village.
Nüüd naine läheb tagasi külla.
Knocks on all the doors.
Koputab.
Hey, men, men.
Ja ütleb, et mehed.
Come and see a man.
Tulge vaadake ühte mees.
I found a man.
Ma olen ühe tõelise mehele.
Who's bigger than me, who's better than me, who can handle me.
Kes on suurem kui mina, kes on parem kui mina, kes suudab mind.
I found a man that looks pure into my heart.
Ja ma olen leidnud ühe mehe, kes...
Come and see it.
Otse minu südame.
This woman, like I said today, she become an evangelist.
Et tulge teda vaatama, see naine sai...
They all came out to see him.
Ja nad kõik tulid välja
teda vaatama. And they persuaded him to stay there for 3 days.
Ja nad veensid Jeesust jääma sinna 3 päeva.
And while they were there, have you done this? Maybe you've done this.
Võib-olla sa oled seda teinud, vikatiga niitnud.
With the sign.
Ja vikatiga.
Hard work.
Raske töö.
Oh. Now I go. That's still hard work.
Nüüd ma sõidan traktoriga, aga see on ikka raske töö.
Maybe some of you know.
Võib-olla mõned
teid. Still your hands become hard.
Ikka su käe nahk läheb
hard. Still you're thinking, oh, what's the time? Oh, I'm starving.
Ja sa mõtled ikka, et oh, mis kell on?
While the sun is in the sky, if you know anything about farming, you've got to keep on going.
Aga kui sa midagi üldse talupidamisest tead, siis nii kaua kui päike on üleval, tuleb edasi toimetada.
Until everything is in.
Kuni kõik see lõikus on sees.
Because those people you're talking to.
Sest need inimesed, kellega sina räägid.
Are just like you.
Nad on täpselt sellised nagu sina.
Just how God got hold of you, so he wants to get hold of them.
Just nii nagu Jumal sai sind kätte, tahab ta neid kätte saada.
Now, have you drunk?
Nüüd, kas sa oled joonud?
Have you?
Kas sa oled?
Have you gone, finished with all your arguments?
Kas sa oled lõpetanud kõik oma vaidlemised?
All your reasons why you shouldn't.
Ja kõik põhjused, miks mitte?
And have you just given in?
Ja oled sa lihtsalt järgi annud?
And said, Lord.
Ja ütelnud issand.
I know you love me.
Ma tean, et sa armastad.
I'm gonna start drinking.
Ja ma tahan alust hakata jooma.
And as you start believing,
ja kui sina hakkad uskuma,
so slowly, slowly, you'll get filled.
Siis aeglaselt, aeglaselt.
Things will change.
Sa saad täidetud ja asjad muutuvad.
Oh Lord, I worship you.
Ja issand, ma ülistan sind.
And before you know where you are,
ja enne kui sa mõistadki, kus sa oled,
you'll be talking to somebody else.
Sa leiad end kõnelemas kellegi teisega.
Ja
arutab
kõrst. Oh, I remember how I was.
Ja siis tuleb meelde, aah, ma mäletan, milline ma ise olin.
And you try and be more loving towards them.
Ja siis sa üritad olla vähe nagu sõbralikum, viisakam.
So the gospel goes.
Ja nii evangeelium läheb.
So the harvest comes in.
Ja nii tuleb lõikus sisse.
So it's not so easy.
See ei ole nii lihtne.
Sometimes it seems very difficult.
Vahel tundub see nii raske.
But God comes into where we are.
Aga Jumal tuleb sinna, kus meie oleme.
Into the real relationships that are on this earth.
Tõelistesse suhetesse, mis on siin maal.
Sometimes it seems impossible.
Vahel tundub võimatu.
That Jesus can bring anything out.
Et Jeesus võiks üldse midagi sellest
olukorrast tuua. Jesus can rectify all these awful problems we made ourselves.
Et Jeesus võiks purustada või tühistada kõik need kohutavad probleemid, mis me enda jaoks oleme teinud.
God is the redeemer of all the problems.
Aga Jumal on kõikide probleemide lunastaja.
He can redeem, he can bring out, he can save.
Ta suudab kõigest välja tuua ja päästa.
He can bring light out of darkness.
Ta suudab tuua valguse pimedusse.
Love out of hatred.
Ja vihast tuua armastus.
He can do it.
Ta suudab seda.
He got to the bottom of that woman's well.
ta jõudis selle naise sisimasse sügavale, sügavale tema sisse.
And although that well was muddy and dirty to begin with.
Ja kuigi see kaev oli alguses väga mudane ja must.
Time Jesus had finished with her.
Selle naise südames nagu
that well was pure and clean.
Aga selleks ajaks, kui Jeesus oli lõpetanud rääkimise, temaga oli see allikas puhas.
You know, if you ever used, I'm going to finish now, sorry for going on too long.
Ma lõpetan varsti ja ma vabandan, kui ma olen liiga kaua rääkinud.
You know, sometimes when you use a well,
aga sa tead, et mõnikord, kui sa allikat kasutad,
sometimes your bookie can stop on the ledge, halfway down, there might be a brick out or something.
Siis ämber võib kuskil poole tee peal nii-öelda pidama jääda, mõni telliskivi on võib-olla välja tulnud või nii.
And maybe that's what's happening in some of your lives.
Ja võib-olla see on juhtunud just mõnede teie seast.
God's starting to do things in your life.
Jumal on hakkanud tegema midagi sinu elus.
And there's a ledge just there.
Ja üks telliskivi on just kuskil siin.
And you're thinking no further.
Ja sa mõtled, et ah, ei ole
God's got to get right down, the book has got to get right down to the bottom.
Aga Jumal peab jõudma täiesti läbi nii sinu nagu
so jalakaldadeni. He can pull that thing up and throw it away.
Et ta saaks kõik selle välja visata, võtta üles ja välja visata.
That secret.
Et see on see salas.
That thing you've done.
Et see saladus, mis sa oled teinud.
That you told nobody about.
See saladus, millest sa kellelegi ei ole rääkinud.
You know it's got to go.
Sa tead, et see peab minema.
You know God's got to bring it up and throw it away.
Sa tead, et Jumal peab tooma selle üles ja viskama minema.
You need to confess it.
Sul on vaja see üles tõelda.
Lord, it's here, it's the truth.
Issand, see on siin, see on tõde.
Lord, bring your bucket down.
Issand, tooma ämber ja lase see kohti.
Throw it away.
Tõmba see halb minust välja.
And the moment it's gone, he'll change it for clean water.
Ja sel hetkel kohe, kui see on läinud, muudab ta sinu allika nii-öelda puhtaks seeks.
Will you do that?
Kas sa teed seda?